John S. Doyle is here again with It Says in the Papers.
The Irish Examiner front page has the words capital punishment in a headline and a picture of a weeping father and son. It seems a bit severe until you realise that the punishment is only a game. And the tears of Alan and Jamie Brogan in Brendan Moran's photograph are for the defeat of the capital county, Dublin, by Donegal in the All-Ireland football semi-final yesterday. The photo makes an appearance in many other papers too. The Irish Times on its front page describes Donegal as giant killers. Keith Duggan writes that it may be only a matter of time before Donegal's emigrant stonemasons return to start chipping and hammering manager Jim McGuinness's likeness into the side of Mount Errigal. Donegal beat the Blues in a weekend of classics, says the Irish Independent. That paper leads on its front page with news of what it calls an historic operation to share intelligence between Ireland and Britain. Tom Brady reports that a joint watch list on suspected jihadi fighters is being operated by the authorities in both countries to prevent terrorists slipping into either jurisdiction through the back door. The Times leads with the situation in Ukraine. Daniel McLaughlin and Suzanne Lynch write that Vladimir Putin has ramped up public support for Ukraine's rebels, calling for urgent talks on statehood for regions where they are fighting, even while denying Western claims that Russia is giving the insurgents military help. The paper quotes Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko as saying in Brussels on Saturday, "We are close to the point of no return. Thousands of foreign troops and hundreds of foreign tanks are now on the territory of Ukraine. Today we are talking about the fate of Ukraine," said the president. "Tomorrow it could be all of Europe." The main story for the Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Mirror is the Irish couple Kevin Devine and John Lynch, who drowned while on holiday in Greece. "Ireland must be tougher on sex offences," that's the lead headline in The Examiner, which arises out of an article in the paper by Eileen O'Malley Dunlop, head of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. She says that far too many sexual crimes are committed in this country with impunity. Her comments come as government officials flag the danger of the European Commission taking legal proceedings over Ireland's failure to implement an EU directive on sex crimes, says The Examiner. And the paper quotes the children's rights campaigner, Senator Gillian Van Turnhout, as saying she has been waiting for 3 years for the government's legislation. Also on its front page, The Examiner reports that children with arthritis are waiting more than 2 years to see a specialist. Children with obesity are the focus of the Irish Daily Mail. The paper reports on a policy paper from the Royal College of Physicians Ireland, which says foods high in fat, salt and sugar should not be advertised on television before 9 p.m. and they should never be advertised to children. The Independent says a Dublin doctor has claimed that children as young as 7 are being targeted by Coca-Cola's Share a Coke campaign. The campaign, which features popular names on the drink's bottle, is a form of advertising to children by stealth, according to Professor Donal O'Shea. Almost all of the 100 most popular names of 7 or 8-year-olds are included in their campaign, he said. And on the first day of autumn, children in the classroom feature in The Independent. The paper says that 125,000 pupils will spend this year in classes of 30 or more. According to the Irish National Teachers Organisation, this makes our primary school classrooms the most overcrowded in Europe. The Irish Daily Star reports in its lead story on the shooting in a Dublin pub on Saturday night. The paper says that 2 innocent men were shot at Oil Can Henry's in Lower Mount Street in front of shocked US tourists in town for an American football game. As for the 2 F-16 fighter jets that flew low over Croke Park for the football game, the Times says the roar of their engines drew complaints from disturbed Dublin residents. The boom caused car alarms to go off, dogs to howl and people to run from their homes. And there was a complaint from the anti-war group AFRI. A spokesman for the organisation asked who gave consent for what he called this invasion of Irish airspace by elements of the US war machine.
John, thank you.